रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. अयोध्याकांड चैप्टर नंबर 29, द कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ सीतास रिप्लाई. द रेसिटेशन स्टार्ट्स नाउ. With tear-stained eyes and a broken voice, Sita turned herself to Rama and said, "You were so kind as to describe at great length the numerous perils and troubles inseparable from a life in the forest, and concluded that I could not live through it. But if I were by your side, the life of my life, the very same dangers and horrors would be transformed into the gentle notes of the cuckoo bird, or the fragrant sandal, or the soft zephyr, and give me unbounded pleasure and joy. Lions and tigers, elephants and sharabas, which is an eight-legged monster, the mortal foe of the fierce lion, deer, birds, and other innumerable fierce denizens of the forest will, of a truth, flee your presence. They have never set their eyes on such a curious object, and who would not be filled with fear at the sight of a frightful object? I have put into you that your father and mother have laid their commands upon me to follow you to the forest. Need I remind you that my life breaths follow you to the forest if you deny that privilege and pleasure to the fleshy tabernacle? Again, allow me to recall to your memory the words of my honored sire as he placed my hands in yours on the marriage day before the bright god of fire. Sita here will follow faithfully your footsteps on the narrow and difficult path of Dharma. She will ever be with you, inseparable as your shadow. Now, it is nothing but reasonable and just that I should follow your footsteps in living the difficult dharma of a recluse in the forest. I am content to be left behind when you cast off your shadow from you. The monarch of the Shining Ones dare not for his very life lift his eyes to me when you are by my side. Again, have you not exhorted me time and oft that the wife has no life apart from her husband? Let that be. One day in my father's house, long before I married you, some Brahmanas for whom the science of the stars or astrology has no secret said, if I remember aright, the horoscope of this girl prophesies for her temporary sojourn in the forest. Besides, I heard the same confirmed by Brahmanas skilled in the science of palmistry and had been eagerly awaiting the chance. You see plainly that the forest life they predicted for me from scientific considerations is but the result of my past karma. The prarabdha is inevitable. I go to the forest, but with you and not alone. Now I have the words of truthful Brahmanas for it. The likeliest chance is offered itself now. I go with you. Is it not a sin to falsify the predictions of the saintly Brahmanas? Again, as to your labored description of the dangers and perils of the forest, I know somewhat, but they are not for us. Do they not refer rather to those who are not masters of their senses and mind? Further, when I was a maid in my father's house, a holy woman came to my mother one day and said, "Your daughter will have to spend, I fear, some years in the forest. No ordinary woman, mind you, but one endowed with marvelous psychic and spiritual powers." Let that be. Have I not ere now entreated you times out of count that I long to go with you to the banks of the river Ganga and visit the hermitages of the holy rishis there? And had I not your gracious reply, "Be it so," I but wait for a fitting occasion. I am looking forward to that happy contingency every moment of my life. O Prince of Heroes, may all good be thine. Have you gauged the depth of my desire to spend with you happy days in the forest and offer you every devoted service with my hands? Ideal man who knows not envy, anger, and other frailties of the earth, if I abide with you during your stay in the forest with a heart overflowing with love for you, I will be washed pure of all sins. You may say, will you not attain the same end by remaining here and offering devout worship to the gods of your fathers? Well, when has a good wife known any other deity but her wedded lord? I hold nothing more desirable and beneficent to me than to be by your side here and hereafter. A woman is brought up by her father during childhood. The husband protects her youth. Her children take care of her old age. Verily, she has no independent life of her own. I've heard wise brahmanas quote a passage in the holy scriptures to the effect that if a woman is given to a man in marriage by her parents in conformity with the rules and regulations of her order and traditions of her family, if she is utterly faithful and devoted to her Lord during her stay in this world, she wins a place by him in the worlds of the light through all eternity. I hope you do not take it that I teach it to you as if you knew it not, but I humbly submit that I have the sanction of the scriptures to back my request to follow you to the forest. Are you still bent upon not taking me with you? Am I not your wedded wife? Have you been able to detect any flaw in my conduct or character till now? Are you not my only refuge and support, the single deity that rules my heart? Know you of anyone a more enthusiastic worshipper of yours? Have you ever seen me intoxicated with joy or prostrated with sorrow? Am I not entitled to a fair half of your happiness and misery? Are your eyes blind to the torments and agony I suffer? Why will you not see that it is but bare justice to me to be allowed to accompany you? The very thought of being away from you fills me with indescribable pain, and if you are still heartless enough to leave me behind you, I will drain the poison cup or leap into the blazing fire or seek the dark depths of the waters to end my misery. Thus did Sita pray and entreat, adducing many plausible reasons, many a convincing argument. But Rama was all loath to take her with him. The very idea was something horrible to him of exposing his heart's love, brought up in the lap of luxury and comfort, to the dangers and privations of the frightful woods which knew not man. Sita was filled with unutterable despair. She watered the earth about her feet with her hot tears and stood as one dazed. But she would not yield to Rama in the least for all his well-meant efforts to dissuade and console her. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dharunjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.